Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're visiting with Mr. James T. McKim, the founder and managing partner at Organizational Ignition, where he and his team help organizations ignite efficiency through aligning people, processes, and technology. He's a sought-after speaker, coach, change manager, and conference presenter, and is frequently interviewed by the media on organizational performance through diversity. His new book is The Diversity Factor, Igniting Superior Organizational Performance. And Mr. McKim, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
Yes, sir. Good to have you out, and thanks for your time. Looking forward to hearing from you today as well. So for starters, tell us what inspired you to write this book, The Diversity Factor.
What inspired me was that I've been seeing a lot of discussion about diversity from a social justice perspective. And being in business, it occurred to me, where are the books, where are the articles about how diversity impacts an organization? And after looking around, I didn't really see any. There were lots of books out there talking about diversity from a social justice perspective, but not from an organizational performance perspective, which is my focus. So I thought, well, it's time to write that book because so many organizations don't understand what they're missing. Right? They've thought of social justice and diversity from a compliance standpoint. We have the EEOC rules and regulations. But there's such opportunity for organizations that I thought it's time to expose that and to bring it to life. So that's the genesis of the book.
And thanks for giving us the genesis of this book and how it came about. Now, looking at diversity, the main topic of this book, what is diversity really for those that kind of are in the gray area on that?
That's such a great question because, we throw around these terms like diversity and inclusivity, but we don't stop to define them. So when I use the term diversity, I hearken back to and use the definition created by actually Marilyn Loden when she was at Johns Hopkins Institute back in 1991, that says that diversity is really about, and the term she used was characteristics of our personalities. And so she defined that we have primary characteristics or things about us that don't really change over our lifetimes. So our race is a characteristic that doesn't change over our lifetimes. Our age is a characteristic of our personality that doesn't change over our lifetimes. Our gender is a characteristic that doesn't really change over our lifetimes. So there are these primary characteristics that make us who we are. And then there are what she called secondary characteristics. And those are things like where we are geographically in the world. Like what are our habits? What's our religion? What's our income? These are things that make us who we are, but that do change some really frequently over our lifetimes and some just occasionally over our lifetimes. What we wear, how we appear. Right? So those two kind of levels, primary and secondary characteristics, make up our personalities. And what we want when we talk about diversity is diversity of personality characteristics, right? And Garden Schwartz and Rao, Chris Garden Schwartz and Lee Rao in 2007, updated this model to add a third kind of dimension. And they use the term dimensions instead of characteristics. The third dimension was all about how we interact in organizations. Are we a senior person in the organization or a junior person? Are we management or an individual contributor? Are we part of a union or not? What's our function in the organization? Are we part of sales? Are we part of marketing? Are we part of in a medical setting? Are we clinical versus administrative? So diversity is about having as many personality characteristics in your group as possible.
You didn't know you were being graded, but that is an A+ on giving us the definition on diversity. Excellent job. Now, what did you mean when you say that diversity is about more than just social justice, but is also about organizational performance? Get into that if you would.
Sure. So what I try to do in the book is give some of these definitions, because we don't, as I said, we don't stop to talk about these terms. So let's first talk about what is organizational performance, because that's a term that's thrown around, right? And so much of the time when we think of organizational performance, we're thinking of profit, financial profit. But research by folks at Universalia came up with what they call the institutional and organizational assessment model around organizational performance. And they say that it's really about the balance of efficiency, effectiveness, relevance, and financial viability, which is a long-term financial issue. So what I look at is, so how does diversity play into that set of that framework of efficiency, effectiveness, relevance, and financial viability? And so with that, we look at research from organizations like PricewaterhouseCoopers, like McKinsey, like the World Economic Forum, that show statistically that organizations that are diverse, and especially that have diverse leadership, are when there are more women in leadership roles, are 27% more likely to outperform their peers in EBIT. There's research that shows that organizations that are more diverse are 87% more likely to make better decisions. And be more innovative. More innovation comes when you have diverse audiences. So we're looking at things from a business and organizational performance perspective, not just because it's morally or ethically the right thing to do.
Awesome insight on diversity, and really do appreciate all the information shared so far. Today we're speaking with Mr. James T. McKim, the founder and managing partner at Organizational Ignition and the author of the new book, The Diversity Factor, Igniting Superior Organizational Performance, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question for you, Mr. McKim. What are the common misconceptions about diversity in the workplace?
Well, some of the common misperceptions are, well, as we talked about when we gave the definition of diversity, that it's all about race or it's just about gender. So we have to think more broadly in terms of the definition of diversity. So that I think is one myth out there. Another myth that I see is that if you focus on diversity, you're not focusing on your business or your organization and performance. And as we just talked about, that's not true. I live in Goffstown, New Hampshire, or in the state of New Hampshire, and the state is 87% white. Well, what we hear is, well, we don't have diversity in the state, so we shouldn't worry about it. And of course, using the definition of diversity we just talked about, there's plenty of diversity, and there's an advantage to taking advantage of it and thinking in those ways. There are some organizations that will say, especially nonprofits, who will say, well, our mission is to help all people, so we don't have to pay special attention to that because we're already there. What they're missing is that you need to intentionally include people. Otherwise, you will unintentionally exclude. And this is because we are all, every one of us, biased. We all have unconscious implicit bias in us. I have unconscious implicit bias in me. So if I don't intentionally, and there's a great definition of the word inclusion that is in the Physician's Assistant Book of Knowledge, the fifth edition of the Physician's Assistant Book of Knowledge, that says that inclusion is the active, intentional, ongoing engagement with people. The active, intentional, ongoing engagement with people. So we have to be intentional. We have to be active. Inclusion is not just saying, well, everyone has equal access. Inclusion is a verb. It's intentionally including diverse people, which kind of talks to a formula that I created, which is that high-performing organizations where people really feel like they belong exhibit equitable inclusion of diverse people.
Now, I'm sure we have some business owners and executives tuning in today, so they may be wanting to know, what would be the first steps an organization should take to implement diversity in the workplace?
Well, I'd say the first step is to get educated. Learn about what diversity, equity, and inclusion are. And there are many organizations that do training on this. My organization does training on what we call the DEI Foundation, the key concepts. So getting education, getting everyone educated about it, I think is really a first step. PricewaterhouseCoopers came up with a DEI maturity curve, a DEI maturity model that gives a real good vision of what diversity, equity, and inclusion in an organization looks like. And the lowest level is where people are not even aware that it's an issue, and they only think about it in compliance terms. So understanding that there is this maturity curve, and education and awareness is the first stage before moving to creating a DEI committee, creating a committee that can be representative of all the stakeholders in the organization and bring diverse perspectives to understanding how to be more inclusive and how to leverage the diversity that is out there. So creating a DEI, and some people add the B to the end to make it diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. Some people add a J to the beginning and rearrange the letters to make it JEDI or JEDI. Whatever you call it, you want to have a committee that can start to talk about and bring these diverse perspectives together and think about, how do we send this concept throughout our organizations, right? And it takes leadership. Leadership has to really sponsor this and to say that this is important, because otherwise people won't focus on it. People have their day-to-day jobs. They have their priorities that are getting the product out, getting the services done, meeting customers' needs. And if senior management doesn't really take the lead here and say, we are going to put a priority on this, it just doesn't happen. So those are a few first steps that I recommend that folks take.
Certainly do appreciate the feedback on that, on the first steps an organization should take to implement diversity. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to mention as we do wrap it up today?
Well, I think the takeaway, the big takeaway here is, if you're in an organization, you're trying to perform, you're trying to make the organization as effective as possible, moving the needle toward whatever your mission is that tries to achieve your vision. So ask yourself questions about how you're including as many diverse perspectives as possible in helping you to achieve that vision. And make sure that you have a growth mindset. Carol Dweck from Stanford University came up with this notion of a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. With a growth mindset, you're eager to learn. Everyone is eager to learn and recognizes that we don't know everything, that we have to learn from others. We have to learn from our mistakes, and it's okay to fail. It's okay to say something that may be offensive, as long as you're in a relationship with someone such that they recognize your intent is good, your impact may not have been what you intended. And you enter into a conversation, a dialogue to make sure that your intent is actually what is represented. So that growth mindset, I think, is a big notion that I'd leave with folks to move more into the world of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Mr. McKim, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today, and appreciate all the information shared per your expertise. Where can listeners get more information on you, the book, The Diversity Factor, as well as Organizational Ignition? Where's the best place online to do so?
Sure. So the book is available on Amazon, and it will soon be available in other locations as well. Folks can find out more about our management practice and me at organizationalignition.com. That's our website. We're also on LinkedIn as well, Organizational Ignition, and lots of information there, and love to speak with folks.
And that certainly works. We'll leave that link and other links within the show notes of this broadcast to aid the audience as well. Mr. McKim, all the best, and thanks for your time today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric, and good luck and be well to everyone.
And thank you. Appreciate that. We've been speaking with Mr. James T. McKim, the founder and managing partner at Organizational Ignition, where he and his team help organizations ignite efficiency through aligning people, processes, and technology. Again, his new book is The Diversity Factor, Igniting Superior Organizational Performance. And for all the details, visit organizationalignition.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.